And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Mo to join me. Now, here's what you need to know about Mo. She is so pregnant right now that we actually, in the studio, we have hot towels, we have hot water. Rick has a midwife on speed dial. We are prepared to support Mo if we need to support her. But here's the one thing that we failed to realize. Mo is not in our studio. She's at a remote location. So even though we plan to support Mo, we kind of are letting her down, because at the end of the day, there's nothing we can do to change her current situation, nor is there anything that we can do to support her in her situation. But here's the one thing I know about Mo. She's got everything taken care of. She's got it all dialed in. So if somewhere during this radio show, Mo says, "Hey, you know, guys, I got to go," we'll understand. We will let her take care of business, and then I'll pick up the rest of the show with just you and me. So what I want to do is I want to share something with you that Mo shared with me. And this is something that occurs in America every day. It's probably already happened today. It definitely happened yesterday. It's happened all last week. It happened all last month, all last year. It's happened all the way into the time period that I was working. Yeah, we're going back a few days. So what is it that Mo told me that just, well, it kind of has me a little tongue-tied? Here it is. I joined Lifestyles Unlimited because I lost my grandmother in the summer of 2022, whom I was very close with. I could not be beside her for the last few weeks of her life. Now, some of you are thinking, wow, it's 2022. It might be a condition of the pandemic. Well, I don't think that's the case, because Mo goes on to say something very important. She said, "I had an important project at work where they wouldn't allow me to take personal time off. You know what's funny today? I don't even remember what the project was now." And that is a sobering thought. That's a very sobering thought. For some of you within my voice, that's happened to you. It happened to me. It did. When my mother called me to let me know, "Hey, I'm at the end of my days. The doctors have said I got maybe 72 hours. I called my boss and I said, "Hey, you know what? My mom's dying. Can I be there?" And you know what I was told? "Suck it up, buttercup." Yeah. So the needs of the organization was placed in front of the needs of the individual. In my case, I couldn't be there with my mother. In Mo's case, she couldn't be there with her grandmother. These are corporate shackles, folks. Now, I didn't serve in corporate America, but I had the same corporate shackles. Mine just had a military spin on them. You, myself, Mo, we have found ourselves in situations where we are chained to the organization, where the organization doesn't care about our wants, needs, or desires. The organization only cares about what the organization cares about. And you better be doing what the organization wants you to get done, or maybe you won't be with the organization anymore. Kind of scary. All right. Now that I've set the tone, I'm going to bring on one of the funnest Lifestyles Unlimited members you're ever going to meet. Now, she is very pregnant. She's very pregnant. She told me so before we started the show. And even though I can't do anything to assist her in the pregnancy, she has told me that she will let me know if she needs to go. So we're just hopefully going to get an hour's worth of radio out of Mo. Mo, I'm going to stop talking because I think the clock's ticking. How are you doing, by the way?
I'm feeling great. Actually, I never thought I'd feel this good at 38 weeks.
38 weeks. You know, are you still working? I mean, are you still working for an organization? I'm just curious.
I am still working for an organization. Thankfully, I am on maternity leave now because he could technically come any day. So I'm on a little bit of a break, but I am maximizing that time, and I'm always looking at real estate.
Wow. I would say you're lucky, because I remember when my first child was coming, my wife literally had to work until the day her water broke. It literally took that occurring before they would put her on maternity leave. So I think maybe corporate America has gotten a little bit better. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. I've heard those stories of several of my friends, even that still work in other corporations, don't have that same maternity leave that I do. So as much as we want to retire ourselves, I will always be grateful for my company giving me this maternity leave.
But are you focused on retiring from this organization you're with, or are you focused on retiring in a different way?
So my focus is what I look at when I say retire, for me, it's more of just where I feel comfortable if I were to ever get laid off. I mean, I work for a big tech company, and we all know how frequently those layoffs happen. We all have to make money. We all have to just like make a paycheck. And so we're just doing the best we can. And you're trying to do the right thing by go get, make good grades, get a good college degree, go get a great job in corporate America, which I did all those things. And I'm very grateful, and I don't want to ever take away from that. But it is something to be said to have freedom and control over your time. And I'm getting a little bit of a taste of it right now during my maternity leave, because I'm actually being able to control my day. And I'm looking at deals throughout the day, and I'm talking to my realtors. And so that to me has been an interesting experience, to be able to get a little bit of a taste of it before my baby comes, of what I'm striving for. And so when you ask me how it feels, I would say that I just feel constrained by my current situation, where I could take the time that I'm investing into someone else's business and invest it into mine. So that's how I feel about it.
Which is better?
So far, I love putting the time into my own business, because it's something that someone, you can't ever take it away from me. Like, this is no matter what happens, I'm not going to get laid off from my own business. So that to me is better. But I think that answer does lie within the certain individual you're asking. You know, if you really want the corporate life, that might be better for you. But for me, I don't think that it's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I'm 30 years old, so I would still be working for 25 or 30 more years in this situation, maybe more. And I am not prepared to do that in the current situation that I'm in.
So do you have a plan? I mean, do you have an exit strategy to migrate away from corporate America into this self-employed business enterprise that you're putting together? It's technically not self-employed. I mean, because you're not buying a job, you're just making investments into assets. And by making those investments, you're changing the dichotomy of your life. Am I close?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I always have a plan. I'm very much a planner, very type B. And so my plan is, first of all, I want to continue doubling my investments every year. I know that, you know, whatever you want to make off of your investments, you know, if you have an average rate of return of 10%, you need to have, 10x of that invested. So I have a glide path, really a runway of how to get there. And it started out in single family for me, because I didn't have a ton of capital to invest. And I'm starting to find more and more capital to invest by looking at my current assets and my current lifestyle. And I'm able to reroute those funds into my real estate investing. So the goal is to continue doubling every year for me. And that means in 2025, I currently have 3 single family houses and 1 passive or a limited partnership in an apartment complex. And so my goal is to get to 6 units this year in 2025, and possibly a small apartment as well. So that is my plan. That is my exit strategy, is I'm continually chunking away at up to my goal, my financial goal, where I would feel comfortable if I did get laid off, that I would be able to continue doing what I'm doing on the side. And that would be my full time. That's my exit strategy, is continue double and get to a goal of enough cash flow where I can sustain my life.
Now, you mentioned that you had some capital available that you use for your initial investments, but then you also mentioned that you've been looking around and you're finding money in other places. Where are you finding this money? Do you have a jar of gold in the backyard that you're digging for? What's going on?
That would be nice. That would be
cool, wouldn't it?
Easier. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's funny though, because you ask about a jar of gold in the backyard. Well, that's kind of where it started for me. Is I was working from home one day, and I was looking outside in my backyard, and I saw a truck and a trailer and a horse that I had purchased over the last few years. And the truck and trailer, pretty much my dream trailer. I'm a horse girl. So this was like a Ford F-350 dually. And the trailer was a four-horse platinum gooseneck horse trailer. So that's like my dream.
Oh, you buy the nice
trailer. Well, I did. My life has changed in the last few years.
Okay.
So I had that, and I had I thought I was doing well, Al, because I had bought those things during the COVID financing frenzy when, you know, everything was 2% interest. So I was like, man, I'm doing great. And I didn't really realize, though, that was making my liabilities, my rat race number, go up. And I also had so much debt equity just sitting there in those items. So when I say I'm looking around and I started finding money, it was more of, I do have the money. I just had it invested, per se, in the wrong things that I thought were assets. So that's how I got my first single family house. Is I sold that truck, trailer, and a horse, and I pulled out about $45,000 in equity, and I obviously reduced those payments as well. Like those liabilities were erased off my balance sheet. And so that helped me reduce that financial goal that I have, so I can meet that exit strategy quicker.
Yeah, what I love is you recognize that you had assets. I mean, the truck, the trailer, the horse, they're technically assets to a certain extent, but they're depreciating assets. In other words, they tend to go down in value over time versus real estate, which is contrary to all of that, it tends to go up in value. So you traded for one type of asset class for a better type of asset class. And I will guess this, you're a lot happier with that house than you ever were with that truck, trailer, and maybe the horse. Although, you know, you can get an emotional attachment to the horse and the truck and the trailer. Oh boy, where's this going? I'll tell you what, when we come back from the break, I'll tell you where it's going. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Mo, and together we're working on your financial freedom. As we were going to break, Mo disclosed that in order to get liquid money to buy her first asset, she had to dispose of some other assets that she had. Now, the things that she listed are things that people can get attached to. Things like a really sweet F-350 truck. By the way, I own one of those, so I know exactly what you gave up. A super sweet, luxurious horse trailer that I'm sure the horse enjoyed being driven around in. And then, of course, we've got the horse. That beautiful, beautiful animal that's fun to ride, fun to pet, not so bad to feed, sometimes not so bad to brush, but always a pain to clean up the stall after. So here's where I'm going, Mo. Was there any emotion? Did you feel like you were sacrificing something emotionally when you gave up those assets?
Oh, for sure, Al. I mean, especially because I had felt like I was finally meeting the goals, per se, that I wanted for my life, right? I wanted this nice truck, this nice trailer, this, you know, this horse. But I realized that I kind of cheated my way to that goal, right? By just financing those and going about it in that way. When I learned about how to invest in real estate, it helped me with that emotional attachment, because I started thinking, eventually I will be able to buy those things back, but maybe even better. And I won't have to do it through my earned income paycheck. It'll be through my investments. And so that was how I was able to detach myself emotionally from those things. But yes, absolutely. Because those things, to me, in my mind, before I started this journey, was successful, right? I look at people that drive those type of vehicles or have nice things, and that's what success looks like. So I had just cheated my way there. So it was a pretty harsh reality check for me, but I'm very glad that I made that decision. And you should see, I mean, I still have a truck and trailer, but it is significantly older, more rusty. And it is very humbling when I go places now, when I look at my rig compared to other people's. But, you know, I have a different outlook. I look at it and I say, I am making the right decisions at this point in my life, when that will pay off for me 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And I look at other people's decisions and I say, I was on that same path. And I am just so glad that I got knocked off of that path.
All right. Let's talk about that very first house that you bought. First of all, where is it located in the country? You don't have to give me the street name. I'm just kind of interested in maybe the general city.
It's out in Texas, East Texas, actually, around the Tyler area, small town called Mineola.
Okay. And why did you choose to go out there to buy property?
Well, it's actually within driving distance of my home. And for me, I do currently self-manage everything that I have. So I like to be within driving distance. So that was one thing that attracted me. And then the second thing was, I got the deal sent to me through the Lifestyles Realty team. So that also made me feel very confident in buying my first deal through my trusted team that we had built through joining Lifestyles Unlimited.
Now, here's a technical question, but I'm going to ask it because I know that there are people in the audience that think they know the answer to this question. But I know, before I even give you the question, I know you already know the answer to the question because you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member. So did you, A, get the address and go drive to the property immediately, or did you, B, review the numbers and do some research on the asset to see if it even would work? Which did you choose, A or B?
B, absolutely. I try not to waste my time or the miles on my vehicle. I'm not going to drive somewhere unless the numbers work and it makes sense first.
So what did you see in the numbers that made you go, hey, this one might work?
Yeah, that is actually a really great question, Al. When I first started looking, one of the other Lifestyles members had recommended I created a buy box, is what they call it. So basically, you're going to have this box of what meets my financial goals, whether it be, like for me, for example, I wanted 100% return on my equity. I wanted at least 8% cash on cash, which I know some of the listeners might not understand all of that yet, but that was like part of my buy box. And so when I find a deal that hits all of my requirements in my buy box within driving distance of my house, to me, that is telling me there's no reason not to pursue this opportunity. And so that is what I have learned, just little tidbits of like advice like that from other members that have helped me get over my fear of, should I do this? Should I not? Well, does it meet your buying criteria? If it does, you should pursue it.
How many deals did you look at? If you recall, prior to going for this one, was it like 10? Was it 100? A million? How many?
I would say say it was definitely between 20 to 30 deals. Very type B. I want to feel very confident, and I want to feel very assured that I am making the right decision. So it took me about 6 months to really feel comfortable and finally pull the trigger on my first house.
Well, I'm glad you pulled the trigger on that first house, because I know that after you pulled the trigger on the first house and you renovated it and you put it back into service and you found a great resident to live in it, you bought another one, did you not?
I did. About 3 months later, I bought my second one. And then a couple months after that, I bought my third.
Wow. So boom, 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 one after the other. How hard was that to do?
It really wasn't that hard. The first one was the hardest. Like I told you, it took me 6 months to feel confident, feel reassured that I was doing the right thing. I had the right team in place, and I knew what I was doing, and I wasn't going to go and make a bad mistake. But then after that, once you do one, it's literally rinse and repeat. And so the second and third were, I felt very confident, and that's why I still feel confident today looking at triplexes while I'm 38 weeks pregnant, because it's just, once you learn anything, you got to go through the learning phase and then you get into the growth phase. But once you get out of that first phase of being like in your fear zone, it becomes second nature to you. Single family, I'm never going to call it easy. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, but once you figure it out, you can do it pretty easily. And you can analyze these deals pretty quickly. So it just gets easier with every one you do.
How much cash flow are these three properties producing for your household?
So, as we all know, cash flow is a little bit lower right now in today's market. So it's about $1,000 a month for those three homes, altogether. Maybe a little less, but this triplex that I'm looking at would more than double that. It would be almost triple that if I can add these additional, this just triplex to my portfolio. So I think to me too, as you get better.
Mo, do we need to get you some help? Because it sounds like you're getting addicted to something.
It is very much addictive. I did not anticipate that when I started this journey.
It's a cool thing though, isn't it?
It is. It's funny because like we talked about, I keep finding all this money and I'm like, I just want to go buy more houses. And now my husband's even figured that out. He's like, oh yeah, you just want to go find into more money so you can go buy another house. And I'm like, yeah, you're exactly right.
So without telling me where this triplex is, because we don't want to create competition for you or anything like that, what is it that you're seeing about this triplex that's making you say to yourself, maybe this is a good addition to my portfolio?
Honestly, purely the numbers. Like I told you, I have a buy box and it is a home run on all of my check marks. So for me, it's a numbers game. Doesn't matter where it's at. This one would be the first one that's a little bit outside of my comfort zone because, like I said, I like to be driving distance. This one's technically driving distance, but it's going to be like probably 6 hours instead of, you know, one. But I've got a good team in that area already, so I feel confident to make that that leap of faith there too. And like I said, it just, you get more confident every deal you get, so it does not scare me. Even with a new baby that will be here very soon, I'm very confident that I can do this.
Well, I think that this is a major breakthrough for you because, I mean, you flat out told me at the beginning of the show, your buy box said must be within reasonable driving distance. And you just told me, yeah, this one's 6 hours away. Technically,
yep.
It's like maybe an hour away by plane. So, I mean, you know, we could do semantics and we could still get it back in the buy box.
That is true. I didn't even think about that.
Or you could just get on a train and not have to worry about the driving, and you could just enjoy the countryside, and you could focus on looking for more real estate to put in your portfolio.
That's actually genius. Do we have trains like that in Texas?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what's 6 hours from your house. Now, again, I don't want you to give up the goods, because at the end of the day, I want you to, you know, evaluate this asset and see if it makes sense for you. And then if it does, I'm like on board with you buying it. So this particular asset, if you bought it, would have the potential to produce about $1,000 of cash flow? Is that what you're seeing?
Yes. In the current situation, the way we're evaluating it, yes, it would be an additional $1,000. So that would double my cash flow. But there's also an opportunity to add a fourth unit on this one, which is even makes it even better. And at that point, if we added an additional unit, it could go up to almost $1,800 in cash flow a month. And, my goal, like my husband and I talk about this often, about my retirement from corporate America. And he always says, I just really worry about our house note. And this one triplex could easily cover our house note. So that's what kind of is luring me into it.
What do you think the cash out of pocket might be on this deal?
It almost seems too good to be true, but around $40,000.
Wow, I'm running the numbers right now. I'm Mr. Calculator while you're speaking.
Yeah, you're gonna see the numbers that I was looking at, and you're gonna be like, wow.
Yeah, I just went wow. I was like, that's got to be wrong, because I'm seeing like a 30% cash on cash return. Is that what you're seeing?
That is what I am seeing. Yes. And okay. So that is why it's definitely in my buy box.
Yeah. What are you going to capture any equity on this thing, or is this going to be
I will. Yep. Because I even though like triplexes typically don't have much equity, this one would, and the comps support that. So I try not to buy anything that doesn't have at least 100% in equity gains. Because I want that extra cushion, like when I do go to sell something down the road. So this one does have that as well.
Holy smokes. What is your mentor telling you about this property?
She told me to hang up and get with my realtor. That's what she told me yesterday.
So did you?
I did, of course. So as soon as I get off the phone with you today, I will probably be calling my realtor to see where we're at.
So now here's the crazy thing. I started the show thinking that we were going to have to let you go early because of your pregnancy situation, but it's kind of sounded like maybe I need to let you go early so that you can buy this asset.
Hey, we are always shopping for deals.
I think this is amazing. And what I also love is the fact that you're getting the taste of the retired lifestyle. Now, a lot of people would get that time off and they go, oh, I feel like I'm feeding two people and oh, my body's aching and this and that. And I just want to watch, TV and lay back and try and relax. But that's not how you're approaching it. You're approaching it as I have time. I have valuable time that I can repurpose, and I can go out and use this time to go find more assets. And lo and behold, look what happened.
Yep. I have been on maternity leave for less than 2 weeks. And I was able to find this one. So I think that life is all about choices, Al. And that's kind of how I felt like when I joined Lifestyles in 2023. Like, I didn't think I had a lot of time. Like, I was like, I don't have enough time to do this. Like, I do. You know what I've quit doing in the last 2 years? I've quit binge watching all these shows online, like Netflix, and I quit scrolling social media. And guess what? I use all that time now to look at deals, and it's so much more productive. Look what I've been able to do in 2 years. So it's all about your mindset. You probably have the time. You just have to readjust your priorities.
Okay, so when you buy this triplex, and I just flat out know you're going to buy it, when you buy this thing, how much additional cash do you have laying around for your next asset?
For my next one? Well, like I said, I'm always finding cash. Most of my cash is probably in my retirement accounts. So this will probably eat up, most of my quote-unquote liquidity in my business account. I wouldn't want to do another one immediately, but I've got more in my retirement that I haven't touched yet. I'm very conservative. So I have more liquidity. I'm in very much a baby step phase. I have to do a little bit of at a time. And once I feel comfortable, like, okay, if I'm going to spend $40,000 on this triplex and everything goes well, and 6 months from now, I might feel more comfortable to do another deal, take some more money that I had set aside for retirement. So to me, I'm not the person that's going to cash out all of my different accounts and go immediately put it into 10 deals. That's just not me. I like to do a ladder approach where I just take one step at a time, and that's what I'm doing.
And it works for you, does it not?
So far, so good, yes.
Well, then you do you, because at the end of the day, that's what the roadmap is all about. It is designed so that we give you all the options and then you pick the path you want to pursue. And along that path, there's branches, there's little paths that shoot off of that. And you're finding some great paths. I mean, you're involved with single family assets, you're transitioning into plexes. So you're getting economies of scale. You're putting three, potentially four doors under one centralized roof, which makes it a little bit easier from a management standpoint. So the next logical progression is obviously a apartment complex. I mean, I think I heard you mention earlier in the show that you might be interested in buying possibly a 10 to 15 unit apartment community. Is that outside of the box?
That is not outside of the box. That's definitely in the cards. I would love to get it done in 2025 because, like you said earlier, I'm trying to maximize this time that I have been blessed with, this time off to spend with my child for maternity leave. I'm trying to maximize that. So I am technically an aspiring independent rental owner right now, starting to look at small apartment complexes. And that money would come from additional assets that I would sell. I also have a piece of land that I bought in 2018, I knew I needed to invest in something. I just didn't know how to do it properly. So I bought that land and, you know, thought maybe we'll build a house on it one day. Well, now I'm going to sell that land in smaller parcels and use that money for an apartment complex. And, you know, it's funny too, my dad has been he's very, very conservative, and he's been very skeptical since he watched me start doing this, but he's watched me over the last 2 years and he's seen the success I've had. And he's even interested now in doing a partnership on a small apartment complex. So that's my goal. Maybe find like a 10 unit and use the money from my land that I sell. And then also do a partnership with my dad, who was not a believer either 2 years ago.
Well, funny you should mention it, because I've got a contact that I'm going to share with you after the show that might help you fulfill that goal. Hey, if you want to do what Mo's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for the expo, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.